Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Community Service Officer Meredith Clark with the Knoxville Police Department about city codes relating to the spring and summer months.
We're now into the spring season, and we have a couple of reminders for the Knoxville city codes. What are the big reminders as far as, you know, keeping up your yard, the overall look of your property?
Right. So with the warmer weather, we're all getting out into our yards and cleaning up after the winter season. So we thought this would be a good time to remind citizens of a few of the codes that pertain to lawn care and overall maintenance of the property. So when it comes to lawn care and mowing, the maximum height of grass and weeds is 8 inches in the residential areas, 12 inches in the undeveloped areas, and 18 inches for the agriculture zoned properties. Trees and hedges that obstruct and impair the view of any part of public street or avenue or alley should also be maintained. When it comes to disposing of organic material, citizens are allowed to burn leaves, twigs, and branches, but the burning of garbage and refuse is not allowed. While burning, there needs to be an adult present and a water source nearby, and burning in the streets and alleys or in the ditches is prohibited.
All right. Well, and on the same topic of trash, I guess, what are your reminders as far as, disposing of the trash, the trash cans and the lids and stuff like that, and the disposing of things like that?
Sure. So residents do need to have a contract with a hauler to have their trash removed. Also, the trash cans need to be rigid and durable and have lids. Residents and occupants of property must maintain their property in a clean and litter-free manner. That includes the sidewalks and the right-of-ways. Also, no owner or occupant can discharge any litter, including grass clippings or lawn debris, into the street of the right-of-way. This is also a good time of year to make sure that your home or business has a properly displayed number at or near the main entrance of the home or business. This helps the city rescue and police officers locate your home when needed.
All right. Well, and of course, as the weather continues to warm up here, people are going to start having garage sales, yard sales, that kind of thing, I guess. So what are the city codes pertaining to those? I understand there's some limitations on that, right?
Correct. So garage, yard, flea markets, and other sales are limited to no more than 5 consecutive days and no more than 2 times per calendar year, with the exception being during the Knoxville National Races. That at that time, the sales are permitted for 10 days. And they must be operated so that a nuisance isn't created from scattered or windblown items.
This is for a little bit later here as the summer months get closer, but swimming pools are going to be opening back up. Tell us some reminders you have there.
Yeah, so it won't be long from now and swimming pools will be going back up, or they are already up. And as a reminder, all pools need to be in the backyard of a property. They need to have a non-climbable fence around them. And when they're not being used, the ladder needs to be removed from the pool to prevent access to the pool. And this helps protect the children in our community as well as the property owners.
Well, and I guess if anyone has any questions about these codes or anything like that, tell folks how they're able to get those questions answered.
Yeah, so you can call here at the PD and ask for me, or you can also call City Hall and they can direct you over to me.
Thanks to Community Service Officer Meredith Clark with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.